This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Albuquerque city officials plan to use ground-penetrating radar as they research the history of a site where dozens of Native American boarding school students are believed to have been buried more than a century ago. They also plan to use orange markings at the city park to signify the importance of the site. Orange is the color used to symbolize the movement that is bringing more awareness to the troubled legacy of the boarding school system. Indigenous activists became concerned earlier this year when a plaque memorializing the students from the former Albuquerque Indian School disappeared. They established a makeshift memorial and called for an investigation. The Commission on American Indian and Alaska Native Affairs has recommended that the City Council pass a resolution acknowledging the history of the Albuquerque Indian School and its burial sites, with a pledge to work with Native American leaders and residents to ensure the history is not forgotten. Over the long term, the Commission recommended that Albuquerque commit to funding health and community initiatives that directly impact the health and well-being of Native American residents affected by federal boarding school policies. The city said a public memorial event and additional meetings are planned over the coming weeks. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland says extensive news media coverage of the death of Gabby Petito should be a reminder of hundreds of Native American girls and women who are missing or murdered in the United States. The first Native American cabinet secretary said her heart goes out to Petito's family, but she also grieves for, quote, so many indigenous women whose families have endured similar heartache for the last 500 years. The disappearance and death of the 22-year-old Petito generated a whirlwind of news coverage as well as a frenzy of online sleuthing. The Florida woman was found dead at the edge of the Grand Teton, a Teton National Park in Wyoming. A report prepared for the state of Wyoming found that at least 710 Native Americans were reported missing between 2011 and late 2020. Between 2010 and 2019, the homicide rate per 100,000 indigenous people was 26.8, 8 times higher than the homicide rate for white people. Haaland, a member of the Pueblo Laguna tribe, said she has frequently seen Native American family members posting pictures on fences and the sides of buildings to help locate missing girls or women. A former New Mexico congresswoman, Haaland pushed for a law signed last year to address the crisis of missing, murdered, and trafficked indigenous women. The law, known as Savannah's Act, is intended to help law enforcement track, solve, and prevent crimes against Native Americans, especially women and girls. Healthcare access is getting substantially less expensive for consumers on the state's health insurance exchange. The drop is through a combination of federal pandemic relief, a growing pool of subscribers, and, coming soon, proceeds from a new state tax. State Health Exchange CEO Jeffrey Bustamante and State Insurance Superintendent Russell Toll briefed a panel of legislators today on the shifting financial landscape for access to medical care. Across New Mexico, about 214,000 residents remain uninsured among a statewide population of 2.1 million. About half of those uninsured residents qualify for assistance through Medicaid or subsidized insurance policies sold on the state exchange. Bustamante, who oversees New Mexico's BeWellNM.com insurance exchange, said about 60,000 people are likely to exit Medicaid insurance next year as special federal pandemic provisions expire. Many are likely to seek out new insurance policies on the state exchange. This is KUNM.